You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
A man under the age of 10 was shot in the fourth shooting in KC Mo on yesterday. Thank God the young man is still alive. Police are investigating right now. This as the World Health Organization reported the largest one-day increase in global coronavirus cases since the pandemic began. 106,000 new cases in the last 24 hours.
Wow.
Among those, two-thirds of those cases were in four countries: the U.S., Russia, Brazil, and India. Two studies were published on yesterday. One of them, they had tested 9 monkeys who were infected with the virus and then exposed them to it again, and they didn't catch it again. So they think that this could possibly mean once you have it, that your body has an immunity to it afterward.
Okay.
So they continue to look at that, see if a vaccine could possibly be on the horizon.
Mm-hmm. A silver lining. I'm more concerned about that first piece of news that you broke. I really
It's ridiculous. As the world is dealing with a whole pandemic, that we're out in the street shooting. That's ridiculous to me. Your life is already on the line from somebody possibly sneezing somewhere.
Right.
And you gonna go and get a gun and shoot up and hurt a baby?
Yeah. I don't get it, man. I don't. I just don't know a way that we can reach the folks that we need to reach in regards to that situation.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621, look for highs in the mid-70s today. Right now, you're cloudy at 62 in Grandview. Shade was popping.
Yesterday, icon Little Richard was laid to rest in Huntsville, Alabama, during a ceremony on the campus of Oakwood University, which is an HBCU, a school that he actually attended for a while after he had become the Little Richard that we know him as. He studied theology on campus, and they say it was a beautiful ceremony. His niece, who is an opera singer, sang during the service. Dr. Carlton Bird delivered the eulogy, and his spokesperson, David Person, gave closing remarks.
Rest up to a legend, man.
Phaedra Parks is returning to reality TV. Not on Real Housewives of Atlanta, but she's going to be on the next episode of Marriage Boot Camp, Hip Hop Edition.
Dang.
She rap?
I don't know. I've never heard of her.
Me either. Yeah. Well, she's actually dating. She's not married. She's dating an actor, Medina Islam. He plays Quincy on the Have and Have Nots on the OWN network. Maybe he rap.
Oh, I'm going to fix him.
So you can check that out Thursday, July 2nd, 9 o'clock on WeTV. Tammy Rivera says she wishes that she had never gotten liposuction.
I didn't know she got it.
I bet there's a lot of stuff we don't know that she done did.
Ew.
She said that she had just a little tiny little pooch from where you have a baby. And so she decided to go get that sucked out. And she says now the fat is going to other places.
Oh.
And because it's true, once you take those fat cells out, it'll never go back there. So you might have like a big old back if you start gaining weight, or you might have a bigger butt, or you may have bigger arms.
I had no clue.
Because it's
got to
go somewhere. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
You don't love me. You just love these rolls.
Have you ever looked at some people and you know that they had it and then they be puffy in other places?
Kinda.
Yeah.
I had no clue about any of that. I just thought if you get it sucked out, you know, someone just go back in. But I mean, it makes sense.
They take the fat cells completely out. So that's that.
Okay.
I'm willing to roll the dice.
Oh, here you go.
The BET Awards will be virtual this year. going to be held Sunday, June 28th at 8 o'clock. They say innovative techniques and artist-generated content is what you will be seeing.
And low ratings is what you're going to have.
Ooh. I don't know. People have been really enjoying watching stuff, you know, virtually.
You watch an award show virtually?
If it got, you know, ill performances and people and content. At the Crabo. We've been sitting there watching artists okay. play their songs off of nothing but, on IG. And it's been 700,000 people watching
it. But that's a battle, though. That's a competition. This is...
What's the difference?
This is an award show. I hardly want to see the award show when it's at the when they do a full stage production.
That's because you're grumpy and slightly a hater.
Grumpy is a hater.
Oprah Winfrey is opening up her wallet once again. She previously shelled out $10 million for relief efforts with COVID-19. And on Wednesday, she announced that she's going to give an additional $2 million to hard-hit regions. Her hometown of Kosciuszko, Mississippi, in Chicago, Nashville, Milwaukee, and Baltimore. Those are all markets that she did the news in. Nashville is where she went to college at Tennessee State. Milwaukee, she was on TV there, and Baltimore is also where she was on TV.
You know how to put things together. You know how to write a good rough draft. Why don't you write Oprah a letter and get us a little grant for the Morning Grind?
What do we need?
Well, we could use a producer. Among
but
other
she's helping
things.
People with COVID, fam. Like,
she's
how,
helped
how
other
we
people
gonna
with
come?
Other situations.
We don't... Hey, Oprah. We need a producer?
We need something. We need some help. She got enough money to provide a lot of stuff.
When
and
we
you
show her,
her
these ratings, she gonna say, y'all doing just
oh
fine.
Oh, my God.
That's what she gonna say. Y'all done figured it out with just the two of y'all. You'll be fine.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
Man, every time I wake up, I see a picture of Donald Trump. It reminds me of my ex-wife. I don't want to look at either one of them, man.
Oh, wow. What'd your ex-wife do so bad?
She broke me.
Oh, man.
And you know what she said? Now go tell the police that.
That's what she said?
That's what she said.
That's rough right there,
She
boy.
Got a lace front like Donald Trump.
I just don't want to see either one of them. I have to see it because of the kids.
You need to bring your new chick around. That's what you
I did that, and the new chick didn't want to see her either.
All right, Phil. Well, thank you for calling up this morning.
All right, bro. Y'all be peaceful, man.
Look at my African-American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Sour, maybe. Hooking somebody up. With a chance to win $1,000. Stimulus cash is up for grabs. Just got a email. We're going to be talking to Lorena Bobbitt on tomorrow.
Hold on. Excuse me?
Lorena Bobbitt.
Who arranged this?
Me.
I have PTSD from her.
You know, sometimes you just got to educate yourself. She'll be our teacher.
Okay.
One Costco shopper, he had to get schooled where he stood, Brian. Mm. So, you know, a lot of folks are taking issue with wearing masks in public.
Unfortunately.
I put my mask on to protect myself and to protect you.
I do the same.
I see this the same as seatbelts. Every time you get into a car, you don't get into an accident, but it's government mandated that you have to wear a seatbelt. And it's for the public safety. Mm-hmm. So what's the difference between being government mandated to put your seatbelt on and wearing a mask during a pandemic? It's the same thing.
It is.
So this freedom fighter walks into Costco with his 3,000 followers on Instagram videoing this interaction with one of the Costco employees.
I'm just going to show my 3,000 follower Instagram feed. Mostly local.
Hi, everyone.
I work for Costco and I'm asking this member to put on a mask because that is our company policy. So either wear the mask or...
And I'm not doing it because I woke up in a free country.
Have a great day.
So you're going to take this cart from me.
Sir, have a great
full
day.
Full of stuff.
You are no longer welcome here in our warehouse. You need to leave. Thank you very much.
You put it on. I'll give you my card. He's going to take the cart away because he's a little... There he is walking away with all my stuff. There he goes. Because I'm not a sheep.
I hate that argument. I'm not a sheep. Fam, we just trying to protect ourselves from each other.
But what's so funny is after he said, okay, get out. Okay, wait. Hey, you put your mask on so you could buy my snacks.
This is really nothing to be arguing about. Put the mask on, get what you need, and go home.
Right.
Word up.
They feel like, it feel like some people have an attitude of they're being oppressed or something.
This is
very
being
valuable.
Mildly inconvenienced. This is not right. Oppressed.
Right.
Mildly inconvenienced.
But the way that people wilding out and they fighting back against it is like, dog, like, come on, man. Seriously? Are you that childish or ignorant? Or both?
Just put it on, fam. Or just don't go out. Because you're going to run the risk of someone saying you can't do it here.
Right.
This is private property. You do not have a right to go into Costco and do whatever you want. When you go into a store and they have a sign that says no shirt, no shoes, no service.
Right.
It's the same thing.
It is. It is, but
there are other things that you can be fighting about, like why the water's still dirty in Flint. Let's talk about some of the stuff that's going on in South Dakota on the tribal areas. What about some of the children that have woke up this morning with no food to eat? There are some really serious things that you can put your time and effort toward and your 3,000 Instagram followers too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Folks who've been worried about whether or not they've been exposed to coronavirus. It's going to be some testing today for those with no symptoms. You can go to KIPP Endeavor Academy, 2700 East 18th Street today. Only caveat is you must be 7 years or older and must be residents of KC Mo. First come, first serve from 11 until 4 o'clock. So I'm going to tell you a little story, Brian. It was a family. I've been sitting in the house, you know, baby, I'm bored. Me too. Let's get in the ride and just drive around. Okay.
I've done that.
Driving down a Virginia road when the car in front of them swerved to avoid something in the road. What was that? Pull over, baby. So they pulled over, got the bag out of the road, opened up the bag, and to their surprise, $1 million was inside the bag. So this family had some very important decisions to make. Do we look left? Do we look right? Jump back in the ride, peel. Or do we return the bag to the police?
Making that real money.
Emily Shantz and her family decided to return the money.
Pay me too! Pay me too!
Let me ask you this question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how honest do you think you are?
Probably about 9.5.
You're driving in the Tahoe and you run down on a bag of $1 million. What are you going to do with that money?
Making that real money.
Well, considering the circumstances in this particular situation, I think I would have to return the money. And I say that because somebody's going to know that they're missing $1 million. And you're going to get caught up. There's no way around it. Now, if it was a smaller amount, I would consider taking it.
As far as I'm concerned, they're going to have to hop in their mystery machine and figure out who got that money.
For $40?
Because I got that money and gone.
Yeah, all right. What if you get caught up?
Okay, well, then you have to deal with me once you find me. You know what I'm saying?
You can't hide forever. They got cameras everywhere.
They were on a back road in Virginia. Ain't no camera out there. And if you figure out them clues, then you deserve to come get this money back, and I'll hand it back to you.
Oh, Lord.
I didn't know. I was holding it for safekeeping.
Yeah,
all
right.
What would you do if you ran up on $1 million in a bag on the highway? Would you keep it or would you return it?
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
724. Look for highs in the mid 70s today. Right now, your cloudy is 62 in Grandview. Shade, what's popping?
The day has finally arrived. It is Gemini season, Brian.
I love Geminis. I don't see what the issue is.
They have two personalities. That's the issue.
Shout out to the Geminis. What's that?
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Gizmo versus Stripe. Mm-hmm. Good guy doll versus Chucky. Mm-hmm. That's what they are.
I love them.
Well, let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Gemini friends. I got stuck for a second.
I noticed.
Actor wrestler Mr. T is 68 today. Mother. What is this?
Like Mr. T, treat your mother right.
Hey. I've never heard this before. Mother, I always love her. Was this a song?
Yes.
Like on the radio song?
Nah, not one of them. Just like a little parody comedy song.
Rapper Max B is 42 today.
Wavy.
One half of the group Mobb Deep, Havoc, is 46.
It's a war going on outside. Hey.
You can't hide forever from these streets that we done took. You walking with your head down, scared to look.
You shook,
cause ain't no such things as halfway crooks.
Hey.
Singer and member of the Ozzy Brothers, Ronald Ozzy. Why? Come on. Play that, Brian.
In the dark. Oh, in the dark.
Hey.
Woo. Don't. He's 79 today, and a legend in his own right.
I like that.
Notorious B.I.G. Today would have been his birthday. 48. Wow.
48. Yeah.
And he died in 1997, so he was like what, 20 something?
24, I believe.
Dang.
Young.
Gone too soon.
Yeah. Happy birthday, everybody born on May 21st.
So the Versus battle stage has been set. 112 versus Jagged Edge. Woo! Will be happening.
When? This weekend?
Is it? Wait a minute. They don't have a date yet. But this weekend is going to be Beanie Man versus Bounty Killer.
Oh,
Bounty
okay.
Killer.
A little reggae action.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with that, but I got 112, though.
I do, too.
I'm not the biggest Jagged Edge fan. They
Jagged
cool.
can sing. They yeah. got some songs. Yeah, and Where the Party At was probably their biggest record.
Yeah.
But I don't think they have any wow bangers other than that.
No.
That yeah. got, like, crazy airplay.
Yeah, I got 112.
DMX says that he really, really, really wants to do a versus battle against Jay-Z.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What about him? Him know what it
is. Yeah, that's the dog. Drink that.
Don't say that.
Okay, I'm going to play it. Huh? I'd rather go, but, you know, my arch nemesis.
I love DMX. He's like your drunk uncle who talk real fast.
Yeah. You know what? Jay-Z is in a class of his own, I feel like, when it comes to hip hop songs. His longevity is unmatched. His chart positioning is spectacular. I don't see DMX hanging with Jay-Z like that.
I don't either, but, man. You know, hey.
I would love to see it, though.
He can think what he want to think, right?
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to happen, though, because I think Jay is one to capitalize on a platform, and he'll see that Instagram is getting these millions of views, and he would probably want to do it on his own platform.
Maia Campbell, you remember her. She was in the house with LL Cool J and many TV shows from the 90s. She was arrested in Atlanta over the weekend. Mm. They say that she was at an illegal street racing event, and they put her inside. Of course, she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder and has been struggling with addiction. And I'm really just saying this story to ask folks to send a prayer up for her.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Memorial Day weekend. Got big plans?
No, not really.
Think you're going to get out there on that grill?
I thought about it, but I'm just not sure right now. You?
My boyfriend coming in town.
Oh. Ah. You preoccupied.
No, I'm talking about.
Be sexy.
There's not going to be a lot of places to take him this weekend, but I may get in the ride and just drive around and show him. He's been here before, so he doesn't need to see, you know, everything. But, you know, we may take a leisurely drive one of these days.
Okay.
It best believe if I run up on a bag filled with money, I'm keeping it.
Hey, what are you doing?
A Virginia company, a couple that is, I don't know what made them decide to give this money back.
Maybe possibly the scenario of them going to jail for a long time.
It's not like they ran into a place with a ski mask on and a gun. They didn't stick anybody up for that cash.
No.
It was in. So if I find a bag of Chick-fil-A on the street and I pick it up and take it, they going to send me to jail for that?
Talking about Chick-fil-A and $1 million.
What's the difference? It was a bag discarded on the ground. Dollars. It's a bag discarded.
Okay. Sure. Discarded? They threw it away?
If it's in the road, yes.
No. You know that when you go to the airport, you can't have more than $10,000 on you, right?
Do you know how good Chick-fil-A is?
Of course I do.
If I find a Chick-fil-A bag in the street, same thing.
Take your chances then.
I will.
Thugalicious.
Oh, God. You find this bag in the road, what are you going to do?
I will be gone, and that money will be buried so quick. I'll save me a little chunk, and nobody's going to find that money when it's 6 feet down in the ground.
I know that's right. You spend a little bit at a time. See where they mess up? Everybody want to go buy a Cadillac. Everybody want to run and go get a fur in the summertime. This is how people know you done got some money out of order.
Who are you, Jimmy from Goodfellas? Excuse me? Listen, whenever they want to find something, especially at a ransom of $1 million, they're going to find it. I have full confidence that they will find that money.
Good luck.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
You realize money got numbers on it,
serial numbers, yes, but good luck finding it.
All right.
Good luck.
Who is this?
This is Alexia Didi. I go by Didi.
Okay, Didi, you and Shay gonna be jail
roommates
coming up soon.
No, we not. We know how to hustle hard.
We're gonna have a little Louis bag, but we ain't going to jail.
Thank you, Didi. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Class of 2020 week happening on the Morning Grind, beginning Tuesday. We'll be showing love to the students of the class of 2020. Some of the valedictorians and salutatorians will be on the show. Got love for y'all. Just because you're not having a ceremony per se doesn't mean that this is not an accomplishment.
Most certainly is. Y'all worked hard for this.
And if I found a bag of money in the street, I would share with each and every last one of you.
So you want them to get in trouble along with you?
I don't see how you are correlating this with trouble. This is a blessing that dropped down from heaven upon me if I were to find a bag with $1 million in it, Brian. That's what happened to a couple in Virginia. They were driving down the road you know, getting out the house. A lot of folks experiencing cabin fever right now. Maybe let's get in the ride and drive around. Car in front of them swerved to avoid this impediment in the road. They decided, hey, let's remove it so some person behind us won't be hurt by whatever this impediment is. Pulled over, got the impediment out of the road, got it back in the vehicle. Guess what's inside? $1 million.
Wowzers.
That's from God.
Right. Try to justify it by putting God into it.
In the Bible, he rained down manna from heaven.
He did, but
to the children of Israel. And I am yet a descendant of the children of Israel. So I take that as a modern day sign that he wants me to be happy. What? For the rest of my life.
It rained down, right? That bag was already on the ground. All right?
How does rain get down to the ground? Don't it collect on the ground? That money had to stop somewhere, and that's the ground.
I can understand $100. I can understand $500. I can understand $1,000. Not $1 million.
Police! Help! Police! Help!
But this is not the police's money, so why would you give it to them?
Because they can find the people who... who it belongs to. Are you going to do it yourself? No.
When I was in college, somebody stole my herringbone chain. They still ain't never found that out.
Oh, Lord, we're talking about a chain. We're talking about a $50 chain that you got from the Glamorama.
My point exactly. So how am I going to trust them with this bag of $1 million? Where my chain at?
Yeah, all right.
In the sea of forgetfulness.
Uh-huh.
Buy me another chain with that money.
Yeah, all right.
And usually, you know, I am a very above board person. And you know this, Brian. I do the right thing all the time.
Not in this case.
Because it's from heaven. Are you keeping that money?
I'm keeping it. I'm spending it. Father's keepers, loser's weepers.
Hello. I learned that in the kindergarten.
Uh-huh. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you got in trouble in kindergarten, too, for that.
But I got my spankings. I learned my lesson. It kept it moving.
Oh, obviously not. You ain't learned your lesson since you want to take people's money that ain't yours.
But I found it.
Hey, amen. It was in the streets.
Loser's weepers.
Okay?
Exactly. Father's keepers, loser's weepers.
What's your name?
Latoya, now block.
Okay, Toya, we gonna see your face on a wanted poster.
Nuh-uh.
Been there, done that. I ain't lost nothing.
She gonna be looking good with 4 pair of earrings on, each ear jewelry down. She gonna have a fur on in the summertime.
Yeah, right.
She gonna be looking good. And hello.
With that gray hoodie they give you in the jail cell, that's what she gonna have.
No, she
been
not.
There, thank you. Look it up.
Thank you.
Been there, done that.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Love y'all.
Always love you love back, girl.
I need that money.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The U.S. birth rate is the lowest it's been since 1985.
Oh, wow.
There were 3.7 million children born in the U.S. last year, down 1% from the prior year.
Mm.
Birth rates have dropped among every race and every age range, except for women in their early 40s.
Hmm. You ain't doing your part.
You mind your business about my womb.
You're doing something with your mouth.
I got a feeling that we're going to have an explosion of births coming up in the next couple years.
I don't know. People seem to be pretty angry being trapped in the house with their mates right now. You think it's a loving feeling happening?
They might be getting a little tired of each other, but I don't think that's going to stop them from, you know, getting it in.
Thank God Valletta Wallace got it in back in the day. Her baby, Christopher Wallace, born on today, 1972.
The legend. Love him, man. Just, you know, his career was so short. I feel like we got cheated out of the gift that Notorious B.I.G. had, man. His flow was impeccable, storytelling impeccable, lyrics was out of this world, And Shay, he put that on display on one of my favorite songs of all time.
First things first.
Hey. I'll pop up, freaks all the honeys, dummies, playboy bunnies, those wanting money. Huh? Those are type I like cause they don't get Nathan but penetration.
Oh.
Unless it smells like sanitation, garbage, I turn like doorknobs.
Heartthrob lover, big and light ugly as ever. However, hey, that's definitely probably my favorite Biggie song. What's yours?
That got sent to me a dorm room from Columbia House.
One, two, three, four, five.
It's mine right
six,
here.
Seven, eight, nine,
hey,
it's the Ten Crack Commandments. What?
Hey.
His swag is so undeniable on it. The storytelling. And he on the track.
On the corner, I ain't forget you.
He's impeccable, man.
Nine. It's a 10 crack coming. For years, be an animal. I wrote me a manual, hey, step by step booklet for you to get.
I got a theory about Biggie though.
What?
I think Biggie came harder on his features than he did on his own songs. None better than this one. Hey, come on. I get more butt than ashtray.
Mind
the fast way, ski mask way. Far from handsome,
but damn a nigga told
what you told him.
More guns than roses.
Invisible bully.
Like the roots disappear, vamoose.
You whack to me. Take them rhymes back to the factory. I see.
The gimmicks, the whack lyrics, the shit is depressing. Pathetic.
Please forget it.
There's another one that I love too. I don't know if you got it though.
What?
Kicking the door.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard to find a clean version of that.
Oh yeah, don't worry about that one.
Warning.
Warning was good.
Can't you see his verse on that? Legendary.
The second album.
Life at the death, man. Sky's the limit. I'm messing with you tonight, minus that feature on there.
So on your Saturday Night Live, can we get like a whole Biggie set in honor of one of the best to ever do it?
Might get a little something, something from one of my favorite rappers ever. Oh yeah, it's going down on the Facebook.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
822, look for highs in the mid-70s, mostly cloudy. Right now, your cloudy is 63 at the Granby Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Well, an NFL player is suing United Airlines. He says that he was on a flight from L.A. to Newark, New Jersey, and that the airline failed to properly respond to complaints that he made. So there was a lady that was sitting in, I guess, the same seat, same row or whatever as him.
Mm-hmm.
And she kept touching his thighs, knees, and grabbed him in his privacy.
Damn!
Then she pulled off his face mask and grab his privacy again.
Ow.
An unwanted touch. It's a serious thing though, you know, because, you know, you don't want it going either way with men and women.
They say the woman was reportedly drunk on the flight and that the airline did not help. He complained several times and they let it happen.
Yeah, they probably didn't take it seriously. That's a double standard, though.
That's awful. They should take that seriously. Especially in the time of corona. I don't know what you done did with your hands.
It's a double standard.
We gotta get up and go at least one more round.
So, consumers want to watch movies at home.
Yeah.
That's a big duh to me, yeah. So now the research company is saying that 70% say that they are more likely to watch from their couch, while just 13% say that they would like to go to a movie theater
now,
and watch.
I do love being at home and watching movies at home, but it is something about the going to the movie experience, you know, the big sound. I know you got surround sound at home, but you just can't duplicate that at
Agreed.
The crib. Yeah.
And the popcorn better at the movie theater.
It is, ain't it? You got your popcorn at home, but it just don't hit like it do at the movie theater.
I would agree, Brian.
Yeah.
So this year they're going to be doing the BET Awards virtually. I wonder if I can get in there and talk about something virtually for them.
Better just hop in the comments.
The comments? That's not the same.
That's what I be doing on the verses. I be making little comments.
I do too. I go out there and say little things. You always said, I throw the bomb or either the fire emoji.
Uh-huh.
I do that when you mixing too.
You do, and I appreciate that. I love the interaction. I really do. You know
what I'm saying? If I ain't got nothing else going on this weekend, since I'm going to have a little COVID-free company, I'm not going to be watching, I don't think.
COVID-free company.
Yeah, I had him get tested before he come in.
Oh, sure you did.
I did. You don't make your little friends test?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm living this virgin life.
What did I say anything? I said test. You don't get COVID from activity. It's from droplets and breathing.
We know what's
going
on.
You don't know nothing.
Oh, it's finna be some droplets, all right.
Fuck it, Nick.
Hold on, let me find this paperwork, because I'm filing today.
Filing for what?
I'm filing today.
You can see they public ass.
You done disparage my name for the last time.
Oh, get out of here.
I am going into
HR. You do that to yourself every day.
HR file.
Why you mad though? Coming up at 8:38.
And let me have multiple men.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
All right, let's see if you can rap.
It's the N-O-T-O-R-I-O-U-S. You just lay down slow. Recognize the real dawn when you see one. Sipping on booze in the house of blues.
I'm going. Back to Cali.
Hey.
I'm going back to Cali.
Hey, let's go.
You might be going with $1,000 because you just got qualified for stimulus cash grant in your hand.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that.
And you got a $30 Kansas Lottery Summer Silverado Instant Ticket Prize Pack. Tell Kansas City what station got your back.
103 Jazz, and don't forget to slam that D.
Listen now through May 28th for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in stimulus cash.
Gotta count the money while I'm counting money.
From Hot 103 Jazz.
Balling on 10. Straight balling.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.